there's still Doom. What of him?
What of Doom, my dear lady? As I stood outside your door, I heard quite a bit of your story. If you wish, I'll add mine to clear up the mystery of Doom's transition.
Metal Phase 2. Operation Doomsday.
By the way, I reborn bad dreams, back up screams in 50s, reborn mad schemes that heat shop like Jiffy,
pop, pop,
in an instant, get smoked like Winston cigarettes, holes get ripped off like Nicorette,
Pats.
In real life, the real tripe scene, might snatch Pats. Your life like assault machine, rifle, dead up, shut up like bullfight, be blooded how will I cut it white or in full flight, the unemotional, call me antisocial, on the run, off the gun, death tally commercial, Death Valley is like rehearsal to the streets, to my peeps,
all right.
MF on the beat, rhymes,
it's so yeah. Weapons of war, so keep from stepping on that's the floor. Right, got weapons of war here, all right, so, this is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio still, I am on the line currently with our wonderful guest, we have Carol Noonan here with us, and very quickly, forgot to promote you here. What is your YouTube channel?
My YouTube channel is Carol Noonan. So it's Carol without an E. And then it's Noonan, which is N-O-O-N-A-N.
There's a famous singer with your name.
There is in America somewhere, yeah.
That was the first thing that popped up. And then you came after that one. So that's how I know. Okay. Well, so you as a psychic, you as someone that does light work, you do recognize the target individual plight because you also recognize at the same time that you are one, or at least were one. So you experienced the electronic rapes, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so no. I want to go into from a perspective of someone with your knowledge and experience, because I talk to women all the time who complain about the electronic raping. All they know is that it's remote and there's just nothing more to it. So I would like to get an expansive idea, description of the scenario from someone of your stature.
Okay.
For the audience, if you would, please.
Okay, thanks, V. So I had already started to channel the Pleiadians consciously. I think it was around 2009, 2010, and I was living in Ireland. I was living on a beautiful place in Ireland, rural place, with two or three neighbours, and it was a minute walk to the beach. So I had a lot of beautiful open space, so there was no concrete or anything. And that's where I consciously began to channel the Pleiadians. And I pretty much went public with it straight away. I was writing a book at the time about my childhood and my spiritual experiences. So I included the Pleiadian channeling into the book at the time, because I thought that was an important part of my journey. So as soon as I went public with it, I was picked up or noticed by negative agendas, negative black ops. And the reason I know that is because I had a guy who contacted me on Facebook who said that he worked for NASA, who I absolutely believe did work for NASA and probably still does. Who got chatting to me and started talking and flirting and sexual banter. And I wasn't into any of it, wasn't interested. And he said that we should meet up on the astral plane and have sex. And I don't have a very good filter. So when I think of something, I just normally say it out loud because I don't have a very good filter. So he said to me that we should meet up on the astral plane and have sex. And I said it out loud, and I was typing it at the same time. So I was typing what I was thinking, and my thoughts were, yeah, whatever. And that's actually what I said. And then I didn't think anything of it. And then that evening, I met him. We were on the astral plane together. He came to me on the astral plane, and I knew what he looked like because I'd seen a picture of his on his Facebook. So basically, he came and raped me on the astral plane. And I know it was real because when I woke up in the morning, I was sore internally. My vagina was sore. So that was my first experience. And that was also my first experience, my first awareness that it wasn't just all love and light and airy-fairy and the Pleiadians and channeling. There was also a very dark negative side to the bigger picture and what's really going on. And again, that has had a positive, strangely positive effect on me because I was able to go and expose, see, research not research because I'm not a researcher, but it allowed me to become aware of some of the darker aspects of our reality and things that are going on with the military and the black ops and the stuff that is done to us and the technology. It allowed me to see some of that stuff that's going on, what's really going on.
Okay. So ritualistic abuse continued from in-person to remotely. And that has been the goal the whole time, you know. Criminals don't like to be caught doing what they're doing, so they're going to try to not have as much evidence as humanly possible. But
Because, I mean, you know, most women, you know, don't talk about that. Those situations, because you know I didn't speak about that for years after it had occurred. So I'm sure that there are many thousands of people of men and women who get raped on the astral who never report it, even perhaps years later they may never ever report it in their lives. So I just happen to be on this journey where I first need to process and integrate it into my body and into my brain before I can speak about it publicly. But there is nothing I will not speak about publicly most of the time. There are one or two things at the moment, but the majority of it will eventually come out. I will eventually share it. But I think there's so many people that have these negative experiences, whether they involve rape or not, you know, like the skull to mind technology and the other negative black ops and military involvement with negative being targeted, basically, where they don't talk about it and they think they're crazy or they get labeled as schizophrenic when it's nothing to do with schizophrenia. And it was during one of your documentaries that I saw that schizophrenia didn't come into our society until, don't quote me on this because I can't remember the year, but it's quite a recent thing with schizophrenia, where it was in the 1940s, or I think that's probably a bit too late, but or too early, but it's a very recent thing, and I hadn't realised that until I watched one of your documentaries. So that's very interesting that our technology, there's a link there between technology and schizophrenia, and I've never believed that schizophrenia is what it says it is. I've always believed that schizophrenia is spirit, a negative spirit. But that negative spirit may not be negative spirit. It may be a negative military influence.
Well, and listen, the psychology of man hasn't changed in 100,000 years, okay? There's no new mental illnesses, okay? So for people say that satellites are beaming voices into their heads, you might want to look at that. There are no cowboys saying that there are that their voice is being beamed to their heads with satellites. There are no there's no caveman drawings of satellites being voices into a person's head. So again, there are no new disorders. Psychology of man has not changed, and longer than that, has not changed. So just because things are being documented now doesn't mean that they're new.
I think that's such a fascinating and interesting point that you're bringing up that we really need to look at seriously, you know, because it's, I mean, that says everything, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely. So I want to know more about you going public with your information, because, I mean, you've had to have gained a certain level of reputation to be on shows, especially like mine. so you've worked your way up the ladder. Can you tell us about the experience from day one?
The channeling, or I mean, which part?
Your career at, you know,
okay,
being a public personality.
Okay, thanks, V. So, I personally, I don't believe anything I read or see or on the media or newspapers outside of myself. Anything. I mean, someone could tell me it was cold outside, and I, for example, and I would need to go and check it. So that goes for the spiritual stuff as well. I don't personally believe anything unless it comes from me, from my intuitive, my ability to connect with spirit, or my ability to connect with my guides, or my ability to connect with the Pleiadians. So I never write about things that I've read from other Pleiadians, channelers. I always like to get it directly from the Pleiadians or spirit or my guides with any spiritual subject. So I think that's something that is maybe, and I hope I don't sound arrogant here, but I think that's something that maybe is unique to me, or maybe it's a uniqueness to all channelers that are genuinely channeling beings like Pleiadians. We like to get it from the source. We don't want to read it or see it or have any outside influence of it. We want to get it directly from the Pleiadians. So many times when I go public with things, with situations, with experiences I've had, it's taken me a long time to process and integrate that energy, that information into my mind, into my brain, into my body, and ground it into the earth before I can speak about it publicly. For instance, the out-of-body experience I had with Jesus when I was 12, and I was born in 1974, so I would have been, that would have been in 1986. I didn't talk about that until 2004, 2005. So it sometimes, not always, I mean, it doesn't take me as long these days to integrate and process things and information, but and channeling, but I always do integrate it and process it before I'm able to publicly share it. And sometimes I do need to get the information and then research it, just to make sure that, I don't like to be the first. I don't like to be the first person to share stuff. So I always like to make sure it's out there in the world somehow, even if it's a very small scale, that it's out there publicly. So I've worked my ass off to get where I am, And I'm by no means, I'm definitely not where I want to be. In terms of where I'm living and also financially, I'm definitely not where I want to be. But I am more, I'm more of a public figure now than I was in the past. I guess gaining popularity and an audience, but I'm having a huge battle at the moment with Facebook and YouTube, and have been warned and have been shadow banned. So I think I'm going to come away from those two platforms.
Haven't we all?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to come away from those two platforms because they really are holding me back at the moment. So, yeah.
Well, so where do you want to be right now?
Well, if Trump had been in power, I mean, he did win the election, but if he was in power at the moment, it would be, I would have to say, America or Canada. But I'm looking at other options. I really want to, I'm craving nature and just to be in a very rural place. But we're not allowed to leave, as far as I know, we're not allowed to leave the UK at the moment. So I'm kind of stuck here. In a prison cell in the UK.
Prison planet,
yeah.
Oh, okay. So, who are the people that you help? Who's your primary audience? I mean, since you have some, you do have your experience as a target individual, but do you often relate that in your show, or is there just primarily psychic stuff, or what's your primary subject matter for your show?
I've started to get into recently, especially the last year or two, I've started to talk more about the targeted attacks. I remember I was doing a talk in the UFO Academy in London, which is quite well known. It's the UFO Academy in Watford, and I was due to go to a talk. So, and this was early in the morning, and while I was asleep, I was seeing a helicopter and hearing it, and it became so loud that it actually woke me up. And when I woke up, I had a helicopter outside my window, and I'm on the second floor, so I'm not very high up at all. It's quite a small, it's not a huge apartment block, so it's quite a low second floor. So, but it was outside my window, and it was black and red, as far as I can remember. And my ex-partner, who I'm no longer with, was also an agent. That's how I would describe him. And so I've had a lot of targeted experiences. I'm starting to talk more and more about them. But like I was saying just now, V, it takes me some time sometimes to process the information and to understand it and to, I guess, to accept it, because some of the experiences I've had are really way off the wall, even as not as a targeted individual, but as a psychic, as a medium, as a Pleiadian channel. You know, some of my experiences have really been way out there. But I guess normal for a targeted individual. And I hope that answers your question. Are you still there? Okay, so I'll just continue.
I lost my mouse. Sorry.
Oh, though. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So do you have a plan or any advice for female target individuals out there?
Yeah, sorry, your other question has just come back to me now. I do get a lot of mind freezes, a lot of blocks, like memory blocks. So sometimes when I'm doing interviews, my mind does go blank, but that is part of the targeting. And also I get that when I'm doing talks as well, when I'm doing public events. But yeah, I would say that my advice to people going through experiences as a targeted individual is to is to firstly understand that there's nothing wrong with you, that you're not going crazy, that this is very real stuff, and we are targeted on a mass scale. So there are thousands of other people that are also being targeted, and I'm sure the vast majority of people are not speaking about it publicly because they really believe that they are crazy, or they are going mad, or there's something wrong with them, or and then end up going to the doctor and prescribed medication, or misdiagnosed as being schizophrenic, when actually it's all due to negative black ops and military negative agenda. So my advice would be to find your stillness, find your inner peace, find that space inside of you. And I found this as a child. I found that space as a child where nobody outside of me can get to that quiet space. Find that space and then keep going deeper when you find it. Find it again and again and again, so that you are protecting yourself. You are finding that space of stillness within you, your soul, your higher self, that nobody outside of you can get to or touch, because that is where you will find peace in those moments where you are being attacked, targeted, individual. So, and also to meditate, to learn, to research, to contact other people, to talk about your experiences when you're ready. Don't try and talk about them when you're not ready yet. But do talk about them, you know, when you are ready. But just to breathe, just to get in touch with nature, to be outside in the fresh air, you know, connecting with trees and Mother Nature and animals and I mean, there's a lot of things you can do, but do talk about it. Get in touch with people like V and myself that are doing shows, and start talking about it, because the more we come together and unite, the less, the better it is. The better it is. So I'll just pause there.
Okay. I think we're coming up on a commercial break here real soon. But, okay, so that quiet space, that's a much later level. I mean, there's a lot of fighting that, especially women, because I find that 70% of women, out of the targeted individuals, 70% of them are women, excuse me. And Well, the system, when you have a system like we have, you know it's run by a bunch of cowards. So, when you put that into the equation, you know they're going to be attacking women as much as they can. And so, that quiet space, you know, a lot of women can't even get to that point because they're being raped everywhere they go. Anyone they talk to, they're crazy. And it's just victimization after victimization after victimization. Because, man, I don't have to worry about going anywhere and getting raped. And things like that. So
I hear what you're saying. And I think for me, you know, I've always been a very stubborn, determined little kid. Little child growing up, I've always needed to have my own way, and there were times I didn't get it, but you know, I always used to say to myself in regards to the abuse, I will be damned if I let you get away with it. I always used to say that to myself as a child, I will be damned if I let you. And I never really finished the sentence as a child, but it
that's
was this
exactly what I say every day. Go ahead.
Thanks, V. It's this. I have this really strong warrior energy in me that I will not let anyone dictate to me or rule me or cause me any harm or, you know, abuse me or rape me or do any of that kind of negative stuff. I've just got this, like, I don't know how to describe it, this oomph, this warrior energy, this lion energy, this ferociousness, you know, of like a lion. And I think that possibly could be to do with my Lyrian ancestry that I recently found out about. Actually, during an interview, I was told that I've got Lyrian energy. And I guess I've known that for a number of years. I've just never gone public with it. But yeah, I think it's very much to do with the warrior energy, where we really need to take back our power. And for those women, for your audience listening, that perhaps have been raped on the astral or are going through sexual negative experiences or rape, where they're getting infiltrated in the dream time in the astral plane by negative agendas, take back your power. That's really what we need to do, and we do need to learn to protect ourselves more. But you know, whatever they do to me is, I mean, I've had you know, there's a lot of people out there that have had a lot of worse stuff happen to them than I have. But we need to basically take our power back. It's very much to do with the great awakening of humanity, because we're in a period of time at the moment where we've got a window opportunity of a great awakening of humanity, that we are in the midst of evolution, baby. That is what they call it to me, evolution, baby. So this is a war on consciousness, on humanity. It has nothing to do with race, with color, with creed, or with sex. It's about us evolving consciously as humanity and moving forward. And that is what they are trying to stop. And they cannot stop it. It's an evolutionary process that they are trying their very best, their damnedest, to stop with negative technology that they do have that is far advanced than what we've been shown. So that is what they're trying to stop and curtail. But it is a natural evolutionary process that whatever they do, whether it's targeting us as individuals or en masse with things like chemtrails, everything has been weaponized against us, everything en masse. So there's very few places you can go today on earth where you've got clean air, you've got clean food, you've got clean water, because everything is weaponized. The air is weaponized, the Mother Earth, the soil is weaponized. So but that's what we actually need to do. We need to come away from the environments we are living in and move to small local communities and start creating the world we want to live in, the world we want to see, where we've got clean air, we've got clean food, we've got clean water, because those are the basic things that we need for survival. So we need to come away from, and we're starting to see that more and more now. There's going to be thousands of people moving out of the cities over the next 10, 20, 30 years and moving into small local communities and creating our own communities. So I'm very much looking forward to the time ahead on Earth. I feel that we are in a birthing process, and it is extremely painful, and it may even get worse. I feel that it will get worse. I hope I'm wrong, but we are in the midst of war. You know, this is a war that we've never experienced before in the way that we are experiencing it. And we are seeing that through technology. I mean, we've had other wars that were similar, but we didn't have the connection to each other in the way that we do now through technology and through being able to fly to other places around the earth. So this is slightly different, the war that at the moment, and the way that it's the way that it's going about. It's slightly different to any type of war we've seen before.
Excellent. Yes, sir. Excellent information. We'll take a quick commercial break, guys, and we'll be back in the 30-minute segment. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Tied it around studio here. Hey, yeah, this is the Red Pill Hardcore radio show. And I still have Carol Noonan here with us. So, I totally forgot about callers. Guys, if you want to call in the show, I know it's like the last 30 minutes of the show, but if you want to call in, phone number is 800-313-9443. And, you know, you can try to weigh in, tell us your experience, you know, whatever, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, the information makes the world go around. That's why they're trying to stop it. COVID-19 nonsense. But anyhow, Carol. Oh, wow. That's a lot of experience. A lot of experience for one person. So.
Yeah, I've often thought about that sometimes. But, yeah, it's been, for me, it's been kind of been just experience after experience, you know. And I did start off very young as a child. And I do have to say that I did have a lot of beautiful experiences as well. Not just the traumatic, but it was through the trauma that really opened up my that released a lot of DMT for me and caused my psychic abilities or awakening. But I feel that that was actually kind of predestined or pre-designed. And I do believe that as a starseed, which I think a lot of other people are and are not aware of it, so people in the UFO community especially, and people in the targeted individuals especially, are actually starseeds and not aware that they are starseeds. But a starseed is someone who comes from the outside in, as I call it, because we come from somewhere else. I just happen to come from the Pleiades. So, you know, we come here with a reason, with a purpose, with a mission. And Bashtar actually says that there's 144,000 of us that are here at the moment. And Bashtar is a being channeled through Daryl, is it Daryl Anka or Daryl Hannah? I forget his surname now, sorry. But yeah, we're here en masse, you know, to help humanity move forward. And I do see UV very much as being a starseed, because I think anyone who is working in the field that we are, especially being a targeted individual, there's a reason we're being targeted. And I believe that personally that is because we are starseeds, because we're not from here. Our energy is different. Our abilities are different. I mean, to be aware that, you know, like you were saying earlier in the interview, to be aware that there's a ball behind you and it's dropping, and to be able to turn around and catch it, that's outside of the normal spectrum of what we're taught. So we do have abilities that are seen as being psychic or mediumship or not normal, and we're taught that they are not normal, but actually, and that's a reason for that, but actually our abilities are innate within us. You know, there's we've got such huge ability and potential, and we're moving forward now into an evolutionary process where our abilities are becoming stronger, our telepathy is becoming stronger, our brains are changing, our minds are changing, our bodies are evolving, our brains and minds are also evolving. So we are stepping into a new, I guess you could call it a new species of human, where we are, I keep using the word evolving, but we are evolving as a human species. So that is what the war is about. It's about dumbing down, keeping our evolution, trying to stop our evolution. But it's also a war about the earth and the land. It's about land and earth and the resources. So it's huge what's going on at the moment. It's not just about COVID or the vaccines or any other bullshit that's, you know, that's thrown at us. It's a huge evolutionary process that is not even contained to Earth. It has far-reaching effects within the universe, because what happens on Earth affects everything within the universe. It's not contained to Earth. So I'll just pause there, because I'm...
Okay, good. I had to prompt my producer there. Yeah, so I'm really into the empowerment of women. Now, I'm of a warrior spirit. I can't give the same advice to women that I mean, even men Most men aren't going to take my advice because I have a hardcore approach to things. I mean, I'm into battle meditation. I've created several of my own stylized martial arts, you know, just from meditation.
Wow.
Everything that comes at me, I treat as an attack, as a confrontation, as a situation I have to conquer. I don't know exactly where that comes from within myself, but how do people get it? I mean, to be victimized, and it's this whole thing, you know, self-defense. Nobody can defend themselves anymore. You get into a fight, and that's the government. The court's policy is a fight. Double assault. You have to go to jail. If someone rolls up on you, starts punching you in the head, and if you swing one punch back, it's a double assault. It's a fight. There's no more self-defense. So that being stripped away from us at that level, I don't know. I think we should take everything a step forwards. I mean, they're trying to take our gun rights and all this stuff. When I hear a story of a woman who stabbed a man because she was being raped, and she goes to prison for it, I just want to go to the courthouse and burn it down. I mean, we need to do something about women's empowerment. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm totally, totally on the same page with you. We need to stop giving our power away to anything outside of ourselves, especially the government and especially the police, who are both doing horrendous things at the moment. And I've seen some of the videos with the police violence and brutality. You know, we never signed up for any authority to do the behavior that it's doing now. So it is all about the war between light and dark forces that are running the show at the moment. So we need to stop, just stop, and take back our power and our control. There is no government on this earth that has any control over me. I am a divine being of God, and I will not be ruled by anything outside of me. And I think that that force, that feeling, that emotion that there is within me individually as a person, that there is nothing outside of me that I am going to let control me in any way as much as I possibly can, whether it's a government or whether it's a policeman coming at me or whether it's any type of authority, which I cannot stand any type of authority, because I know that on the soul level, they have no authority over me whatsoever. So I'm here to hold that energy as much as I can within my body, within my mind, within my brain, within my very being, so that I can share it to others. That's part of my journey. And I'm not talking about spoken words. I'm talking about on an energetic level, because energy is like smoke. It has fluidity. It has movement. When you are in a room with someone, you will affect the other people in the room just by your very presence of being in the room with them, or talking to them over the internet, or people listening over the internet without even seeing you sometimes, or talking on a radio, or reading a book. You can connect to someone by reading a book. I mean, how beautiful is that? And that's something I've done myself. I connected with people through reading their books. I connected with them on the astral plane. So we need to take back our power. We need to get that oomph back. We need to come together. We need to unite. It's the answer to your question, really. We need to unite and come together, and behind the scenes, or underground, if you want to call it underground, or a resistance, we need to come together like we've never done before. And I don't really see that happening at the moment, and it really saddens me that we're not being more active as light workers, as warriors, as light beings, as targeted individuals, that we're not coming together more and more, that we're not coming together and sitting down and writing out plans. Plan A, plan B, plan C, plan D, right up to Z, and then start again. Plan A1, A2, A to Z, A1 to Z1. We need several plans in motions. We need, because they are chucking everything they have at us, because they are, both sides are fighting for their very lives. But it seems they have the upper hand at the moment because of the negative advanced technology that they have that is being used against us. So we really need to take back our power. I see all systems on Earth crumbling within the next 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 years, maybe even before 5 years, with government systems, with the banking, with the corruption, with the even the mafia is also part of the negative agenda system, who are working with the CIA. So the school systems, the banks, the governments, every system on Earth is run by negative ET energy at the very top level. It's run by negative ET energy. And this was something that the Pleiadians showed me in around 2009, 2010. So I see it very clearly. I see how we've been lied to en masse. And I understand that people may not get that or see it or feel it or believe it because it is so far from what we've been taught and led to believe, manipulated and dumbed down and controlled. And it starts in the school systems. So going back to my point, the point is that all systems on Earth at the moment are crumbling, are falling away, are burning to the ground. And we need to step away from what's happening, because that is going to happen naturally. Whether they try and stop it or not, it is a natural evolutionary process. The two go hand in hand as our illusion, as our DNA evolves, our brains evolve, our minds evolve, our bodies are also evolving, and our blood is changing, our DNA is changing. As that happens, it's a natural, during the natural evolutionary process, it's also a natural evolutionary process on a different kind of level, a different kind of frequency, a different energy, where all systems on Earth are crumbling, are burning down, are being torn down to the ground. And that's what needs to happen. So instead of us focusing on that, what we need to do is come away and unite and work together and create new laws for create our own laws, also using the natural laws. Sasha Stone actually talks a lot about this and new natural laws and for people, for women being raped, you know, if they are not able to go through the legal system, then if it was me personally today, you know, if that happened to me today personally, and I was a woman that had been raped, and I went to court and the court system wasn't in my favor, because the court systems are very corrupt. We've seen that in America. So the court systems do not have our best interests at heart. The governments do not have our best interests at heart. The police certainly do not have our best interests at heart. So if that happened to me today, with my understanding, with my awareness, with my spirituality, with whatever, my sense of knowing who I am today, standing in the world as a divine being of God, I would find another way to find a resolution to that situation that I find myself in, where the court system has done me a great injustice by not serving justice. So I would find a different way. I'm not a... I believe that we now need to come out of the caves meditating. It's time to fight back. But not. I'm not an advocate for physical violence, but I would fight back energetically, or any way you can, because if someone is coming at you with a knife, I'm not up to date, up to scratch with the law, but I've heard it say that it's Sasha Stone does talk a lot about this, but if someone's coming at you with a knife, you've got, it's self-defense. You know, so that should hold up in law. If it doesn't, then we need to find alternatives. Let me just add to that, we need to find alternatives to everything, because we need to rebuild a new world that we want to be in, a new earth. That's what this is about. It's about letting go of the old system that we're caught in, that we are all enslaved at the moment, and we need to come away from that and create new systems where we have freedom, we have movement, where we're able to travel, where we can eat healthy food that is good for us without toxins, without chemicals, without sprays. And the same with water and earth and our natural environment. Everything has been so weaponized against us. I'm just going to stop there.
Well, I like the idea of preemptive self-defense. Even though they preempted everything on us, we got to do things in self-defense. There really should be... I mean, but all this stuff has been written, though. This is the First Amendment. It's the Second Amendment. We need to start over. Some of these institutions need to fall, burn to the ground. You're instantly labeled as a terrorist. You know? It's ridiculous. Anti-whatever. They'll throw an anti-something on you always. And it's ridiculous. I'm anti-corruption. That is what I am anti. And to point out corruption is our duty. And when that is not enough, we have to remove corruption. That is our secondary duty. Well, as Americans, that's for sure. The rest of the world needs to adopt that. But as humans, self-defense, absolutely. I do believe in preemptive warfare. We need to get on it. We need to get on it, yeah. So,
I think you have...
Oh, go ahead.
No, sorry, V. I was just going to add, I think we need to expose it as well, as much as we possibly can. I know that they do, you know, they control the media and the social media, so they do try and censor and suppress things, but we need to find new social medias. We need to find new everything. So we need to stop talking. It's a time now to take action. We need to come out from outside of our meditative caves, so to speak, and start uniting and coming together like we never have before. I mean, really coming up, sitting down, making plans of what we're going to do. What are we going to do? Because we need to take action, because this has gone far enough. It's gone way too far. It's gone beyond any kind of mandates that we gave the government or gave the military or gave the police. Not so much the military, but the negative agendas and the black ops and, you know, everything is so, it just brings me to tears sometimes, because, you know, half of us aren't believed that we are targeted individuals. And it's so bloody obvious to us when we are targeted individuals and we know what they're doing, you know, with the technology, we know the majority of it. I'm sure there are things that they are doing that we're not aware of yet. And we are just on the verge of discovering and finding out, because the technology that they have, that the negative agendas have, is far advanced than we are being shown. So, you know, having said all that, I do think it is a beautiful time, because I think everything is burning to the ground and crumbling away and falling away before our very eyes. The world is not what we thought it was.
Especially as all these institutions are lying to us. Catholic Church, you know, blessing children. And so forth, all the way down the line. We're finding fraud everywhere. So... Yeah, we got to take care of stuff. Carol, I want you to promote yourself once again. Do you have any interesting guests that you want to promote or anything like that, or any events?
Thank you, V. Yes, I just recently had V on my show earlier. So you guys can come and listen to it. It's will be on the Cosmic Ascension Waves of Light group on Facebook. My website is thepleiadianchild.com. I have my book on Amazon, which is called The Pleiadian Child. I also have a weekend workshop coming up called the Starseed and Trailblazers Weekend Workshop on the 27th and 28th of March, which is £88. And there's a huge amount of downloads and channeling and information going to be during that weekend. That's also on my website with the a whole list with the itinerary on it, which is thepleiadianchild.com. And I also do readings if anyone would like a reading. I do two types of readings. I do kind of the normal reading. I also do a channeled reading now where because I was upgraded last year myself, the Pleiadians actually step into me now and use my voice as a channel, whereas before they were always next to me. So that was a nice upgrade for me. So I do readings now where I channel the Pleiadians through my direct voice. It's called direct voice channeling. It's called. So yeah, come and connect with me, guys. I don't know how long I'm gonna be on Facebook or YouTube, because I just can really relate to how they. I mean, it came to me a few days ago, but they really like an abusive partner at the moment, so they're not something I really want in my life. So I'm really going to have to look at different alternative options. But at the moment, I'm still on Facebook and YouTube.
Okay. Well, guys, visit her channels, visit her profile. Anyways, no matter if she's going to be there or not, just check out, see if she's still there.
Well, I'll be there for a couple of months.
Okay.
Think.
Well, you know, you do good work. You got calming energy, you know, open platform, and we need more of that, of course. So you got a lot of warmth, and it's wonderful. A lot of warmth. I'm very happy to have met you, and I think you're going to have a lot more opportunity on being on the show here in the future. I know I want to connect my female audience here, so what better than to have a female perspective on the show, right?
Thank you, V. Thank you. And yeah, I would love to do more with you, even if it's different opportunities as well coming up. So yeah, I'd love to do more with you, and it's. Yeah, it's been great. Thank you so much.
Oh, excellent, excellent.
And a big thank you to all the guys in the background as well.
Yeah, that's you, massage bike. All right, yes, guys, this has been another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show with me, your host, V. And remember, in the land of surveillance, the man with third eye is king. So please educate yourselves.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.